Today is Monday, May 1st, 2006, and you are listening to Bits of Bryn. Here's a super quick gigabits for you. On Saturday night, I performed at the talent show. I sang One More Time with my guitar. My mother actually was in charge of the whole thing, so it was pretty fun to be a part of it. On Tuesday, I have a paid gig at, are you ready for this? A rest home. I was asked to fill about a half hour, so I'll be singing One More Time, the one that I wrote, I Could Not Ask for More by Sarah Evans, Where Would You Be by Martina, Ghost in This House by Alison Krauss, and then I'll be doing some oldies, including Sentimental Journey by Doris Day, I Fall to Pieces, Patsy Cline, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, and We've Only Just Begun by The Carpenters. And to tell you the truth, I don't know any of those four songs, and I have to learn them all by tomorrow. So this should be pretty interesting. I'll record the show, and then I'll share it with you on the next podcast. Wait a second. That's only 8 songs. There were 9. What was the other one? Oh, yeah. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. For open mic today, I have my first audio. Let's take a listen.
Hey Bryn, it's Daniel from Australia. I'm just here to ask, what is your favorite band? And how long has it been your favorite band? And what were your favorite bands before that? Any? Okay.
Well, Daniel, my favorite band right now is Metric, which is an underground band from LA. It's been my favorite for 3 years or something like that. It's hard to remember, but my favorite band before that was Garbage. I still love Garbage to Pieces, but Metric is so much better. I absolutely adore their music. My favorite song of theirs is Empty off their new album, Live It Out. You should check out their music. I'll leave a link on my site so that you can take a listen to it. Thank you very much, Daniel. It's great to hear first audio, and I love your Australian accent. Thank you so much. And for the rest of you listening, you can send me an audio. You can go to my website, bitsofbryn.com. That's BITZOFBRIN. And you can click on the microphone icon that says audio me. Or you can send me an email at bitsofbryn@gmail.com and have the subject be open mic, and you can email me the question that way. For American Idol update, Kelly Pickler went home. Woohoo! I am so happy! Yay! Finally, she went home. If any of you are in Albemarle, North Carolina, please go ahead and email me and tell me how much you hate my guts for just saying that. But I am thrilled beyond words. My entire family and I were just cheering for joy when she went home. I know it sounds terribly draconian, but I couldn't stand Kelly. Now that she's gone, it's going to start getting sad every week because everyone else left is really talented. If you watch the results show, you could see how Taylor Hicks was absolutely terrified. He was sweating so bad. Oh my gosh, I'd never seen him look so nervous. I've never seen Taylor look nervous. I didn't think it was possible for him to ever be nervous. But I think because of his poor performance last Tuesday and how close it is to the end, he was really scared because being a musician, he knows that one mistake and there it is, the end of the road, it's over. I was surprised to see him so scared, but can't blame him. I'd be like shaken. Oh my goodness. And I was very proud of Simon Cowell for apologizing to Catherine McPhee because she did a phenomenal job on I Have Nothing by Whitney Houston. Even though she may not have done an amazing a job as Whitney Houston, she came pretty darn close. And I think the judges sabotaged her chances a little bit because all of them had something really negative to say, even though she was the best vocal of all the females that night. I was really disappointed because I was like, oh my gosh, they can't say that. And so me and my family, we voted I think 400 times for Catherine, so she wouldn't be in the bottom. And she actually was in the top two of the votes. Oh, it must have been my family. We totally saved her. No, not really. But I was really proud of Simon for retracting his comments towards her. When has he ever apologized for saying something mean? Yeah, never. That was amazing. My guess for the finale this year is Catherine McPhee and Taylor Hicks. I know I absolutely love Chris, but I've decided he's just too boring to watch. He has no life when he performs. When he's just talking and stuff, he's smiling, all personable and amicable, but on stage is just flat. And that's not what it takes to win. And Catherine and Taylor, they have it all. And I love them both. And I think they should be in the finale because they're the most talented in this competition. And as for Kelly, maybe give me the mic. Charlotte will give her another chance. For the song of the week this time, I'm singing Maybe by Alison Krauss. I decided to do some experimenting, and I did the whole thing in one take. First the vocal track, and then the harmonies. I'm not exactly pleased with it 100% because I know I could do so much better if I did all the micro edits and redos that I usually do, but I need my practice to record live because I am such a perfectionist, and I really need to just do my best every time, the first time. So this is my first attempt at a live recording.
Yesterday the odds stacked in favor of my expectations, flying above the rest, never falling from the nest. Tuesday came and went and they'll need a little situation. Maybe it's for the best, I can live alone, I guess. Maybe I can stand alone. Maybe I'm strong as stone. Even though the bird has flown, maybe he'll fly. Hung up on all my doubt, trying to sort the whole thing out. Tell me that I'm smart enough to deal with all the information spinning inside my head, every word he ever said. Maybe I can stand up.
Maybe I can stay.